Because I demand, not only do I demand too much for myself, that way I never measure up, I do the same thing to you. And I thought it was well that I got to not demand so much from the people around me, but I just don't know how to do that. Because when I'm not happy, I believe it's my relationship's fault. It's the person I'm with. If they were the right person, I would feel a lot better about my life. Because I'm always blaming somebody or something. This is that unmanageable part. At what point do I take responsibility for the disaster that I've become, that I had to arrive in a place where I said, I don't know how to stop drinking and using, can you help me? Or I got problems. I got 502s, or I got tax problems, I got divorce going on, or I've lost my children, or I've lost this, or I've lost that, over drugs and alcohol. And everybody indicated that there was problems, but I just couldn't listen. So this disease that we're talking about, it's a disease of self-destruction. It's the seed of self-destruction. What if the repercussions for doing drugs and alcohol the way I did were that I lost the ability to find out why I feel what I feel? So then I'm encumbered with feelings that are happening today that were a byproduct of an event that took place a month ago or 6 months ago, and I don't get it. I don't understand. I was feeling so good yesterday. Why today do I feel so bad? This disease, and like it was mentioned tonight, is a serious deal. And if it was about drugs and alcohol, we'd all get to a certain point and just stop coming back. But there's something else to consider. And what I found out for me was to consider how bad had my mind been injured through the life that I lived and the way that I perceived the life that I lived. How much longer was I going to be a victim, and how much longer was I going to blame people for why I was the way I was?